愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
请我们来看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days.
这个地方说末世有危险的日子来到。
The Bible reads that there will be perilous times in the last days.
什么是末世？
What is the last days?
主耶稣再来的前面这一段时间叫做末世。
The period right before Lord Jesus' second coming is considered the last days.
如果要再更清楚的来定义，
If we want to define it even more clearly,
就是真教会被建立以后，就是末世的开始。
After the true church is established, marks the beginning of the end time.
神要毁灭挪亚的世代。
When God was going to destroy Noah's days.
这是神的公义。
It was due to God's righteousness.
但是神有他的慈爱。
But also has the side of mercy and compassion.
所以神叫挪亚造方舟。
Therefore, God instructed Noah to build the ark.
神要毁灭这个世代。
When God is going to destroy this world.
这个是圣经的预言。
It is already long prophesied in the scriptures.
也是主耶稣亲自讲的。
It is also something that Lord Jesus Christ prophesied.
这是代表神的公义。
For it is out of God's righteousness.
但是神要毁灭之前。
But right before God's destruction.
神要创造一个末世的方舟。
God will first prepare the ark of the end time.
就是得救的真教会。
Which is the true church that will receive salvation.
所以我们要了解。我们现在是处于人类历史的最后一个阶段。
So we need to understand clearly that we're situated in the very last end day of a human history.
主耶稣什么时候来，我们不知道。
We don't know exactly when Lord Jesus will come again.
但是我们知道，我们已经进到最后一个阶段。
But we know that we have stepped into the last stage.
这个就是基督徒的世界观。
This is a Christian perspective on the world.
我们在看世界，不是站在人文的立场。
When we look at the world, we don't see it from a theologian or academic perspective.
有很多的学者在研究世界，他有他一套的论点。
The philosophers of this world view this world with their own philosophies.
但是我们对世界的观念是站在神的话语上。
But our perspective on this world is derives from the perspective of the Bible.
我们已经进到世界的最后一个阶段。
We have arrived and gone into the last stage of the world.
那这第一节的下半句说会有危险的日子来到。
The first verse says that there will be perilous times in the last days.
除非我们能够改变末世这个事实，不然的话，危险的日子一定会到。
Unless we can alter the fact that we are in the last days, otherwise the perilous times will definitely arrive.
物质生活可能越来越好。
Perhaps materially we are getting better and better.
但是危险的日子越来越多。
But there are more perilous times ahead.
圣经里面提到危险有两个方面。
The Bible defines danger in two perspectives.
提摩太后书第三章从第一节一直到第七节，这是指着属灵的。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to verse 7 refers to the spiritual perils.
属灵的危险。
The spiritual dangers.
从信仰的层面来看。
It's seen from a perspective of faith.
但是在马太福音的二十四章。
If we refer to Matthew 24.
主耶稣在讲世界末日的预兆。
When Lord Jesus speaks of the signs of the end time.
他所提到很多的危险是指着外在的世界。
There are many perils that he refers to the external world.
那如果我们回靠马太二十四章来看主耶稣所讲的预言。
Let's look at the Matthew 24, in which Lord Jesus prophesied the end time.
一直从第六节。
Starting from verse 6.
请读。
Verse 6. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come.
第七节。
Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famine and earthquakes in various places.
第八节。
All these are the beginnings of birth pains.
这个地方在讲到很多这些天灾人祸。
So here it speaks much about the natural disasters.
这是外在的危险。
These are the external perils.
所以我们最近看到报纸一直在报道 日本有一个大地震。
So recently we hear that in the news that there's a great earthquake in Japan.
啊，引起海啸。
Which resulted in tsunami.
啊，死亡上万人以上。
And over 10,000 were killed.
哦，那接下去就是啊，核子发电厂的问题。
And what follows is the nuclear plant's meltdown.
辐射层往外泄漏。
And the release of radiation.
哦，所以大家都很紧张。
So everyone become really tense.
啊，特别是附近的国家更紧张。
The neighboring countries especially became very uptight.
因为到最后的关键，这是致命的，会死，人会死掉的。
Because all these things will contribute to death, human death.
但如果照圣经的预言，这只是一个开始。
But according to the prophecies in the Bible, this is only the beginning of end time.
还有很多比这个更厉害、更严重、更没有办法避免的将会发生。
There are even far worse events ready to unfold in the future.
啊，很可能就发生在加州大地震。
And it could very well happen in California with a great earthquake.
这是很多的科学家所预言的。
For this was long prophesied by many scientists.
所以虽然表面上看起来我们生活过得很舒服。
So even though on the surface we live a very well-off life,
但是这个危险的日子什么时候要临到，没有一个人能够预测。
But no one can predict what lies ahead, what dangers and is going to unfold.
但是它一定会来到。
But it will definitely come.
这是主耶稣的预言。
For Lord Jesus has prophesied.
那对一个信徒来讲怎么办？
As a Christian believer, what should we do?
啊，这些外在的危险没有办法避免。
For we cannot avoid these external dangers.
那我们要怎么办？
So what should we do?
我们看拿巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3.
哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk chapter
3.
Verse 16. I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quiver at the sound, decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nations invading us. 17. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls.
18.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in my God, my Savior.
19.
The sovereign Lord is my strength, He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights.
在哈巴谷那个时代啊，神允许巴比伦国来攻打以色列百姓。
In the days of Habakkuk, God allowed the Babylonians to invade Israel.
因为他们离开了神。
For they had departed from God.
先知传警告，不愿意回头。
And despite the prophets' warnings, they refused to return.
所以最后一个方法就是允许一个没有拜神的人。来打败他们。
As a final resort, God allowed the unbeliever nations to come and destroy them.
但是这里面有很多的敬虔的人。
But within the same nation, there were many devout people.
那怎么办？
So what should they do?
这个灾难的日子是没有办法改变的。
For the days of calamity is something that's unavoidable.
巴比伦的大军将要来到是没有办法改变的。
They cannot alter the fact that the mighty armies of Babylon are about to invade.
那是八节。
And 18.
对这些敬虔人来讲。
But for the reverence,
神就是我的喜乐。
They will rejoice in the Lord.
19节，神就是我的力量。
And 19 says, God is His strength.
所以对一个没有办法避免灾祸的这个世代，我们唯一能够做的就是，建立我们跟神的关系。
So as people living in the last days, which we cannot avoid the calamities. The only thing is we can fear and respect God.
啊，得救在乎平静安稳。
For salvation depends on being quiet and peaceful and being rest assured in God.
因为有神的同在，在外在的环境的这种改变，灾难来到啊，我们的内心会非常的平稳。
Because when God abides with us, in spite of all the calamities, disasters around us, we will remain at peace.
啊，我们的内心还是可以有喜乐。
We can still retain joy in our heart.
这个就是信仰的力量。
This is the strength deriving from faith.
这就是信仰的可贵。
This is the precious part about our faith.
使我们的平安跟喜乐能够超越外在的环境。
In this way, our peace and joy can overcome our external circumstances.
啊，使神的荣耀在我们的平安喜乐当中能够被赞扬。
So the glory of God can be raised up high in spite of all things.
但是末世来到最大的危险不是核子这个辐射成核子弹。
But the greatest danger facing us in the end days is not from the radiation or the atomic bombs.
如果今天俄白上面丢了三个核子弹。
If let's say there are three atomic bombs that exploded above Irvine,
不到几秒钟我们都变成灰了。
In a split second, we will all turn to dust.
再丢十个下来也没有关系啊。
And even if there were 10 more atomic bombs, it wouldn't matter.
因为马上你就死掉了。
Because you would die immediately.
所以这个末世最大的危险不是外面的这些天灾跟人祸。
So the greatest danger facing us in the end days is not the external dangers.
末世最大的危险是提摩太后书第三章所记载的。
But the greatest perils facing us in the end times was recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
是信仰的危险。
It is the perils of our faith.
因为外在这个环境啊，改变到越来越难遵守我们的信仰。
Because of the external disasters, it will make it more difficult for us to keep our faith.
那如果我们信仰完了，
What if our faith were to be destroyed?
那我们一生活着要做什么？
Then what's the whole point of our life?
人就没有希望
了。We have lost our hope.
所以在这个末世来到最值得我们注意的不是外在天灾人祸，是我们的信仰。
So in the end days, when we see all these calamities happening, it's not the most important thing to keep in mind is our faith.
所以第三章第一节这个危险的日子就从第二节这样一直解释下去。
In chapter 3, all these perils were described going from verse 2 and on.
那如果我们从第二节一直念到第七节，
If we read from verse 2 to 7,
那我们就发现了，这个时代是很难来遵守神的道。
We will discover that in this last days, it's very difficult to keep God's words.
第一个就是人要专顾自己。
At first, people will be lovers of themselves.
也就是以自我为中心。
That means they're self-centered.
所以这个自我为中心有很多方式的表现。
The self-centeredness can be demonstrated in many areas.
其中有一个就是我们喜欢听想听我们喜欢听的道理。
One aspect of that is we only listen to what we like to hear.
而不是听我们需要的道理。
Rather than listening to what's needed for us.
这个就是以自我为中心了。
This is being self-centered.
那这样一个人的信仰就很难成长。
If this is the case, then it's very difficult for our faith to grow.
因为人的信仰成长需要经历一个过程，第一个就是要舍掉自己。
For a person's faith to grow, they must go through stages. And the first stage is to deny themselves.
就是没有我的存在。
It means to remove our own existence.
然后我这样才能够跟着主耶稣走。
Only through this mindset can we follow in the footsteps of God.
再来就是背十字架。
The second is to bear our cross.
什么是十字架？
What is the cross?
遵行神的旨意所引起一切的苦难就是十字架。
All the difficulties coming from obeying God's commandment are considered bearing a cross.
有的人把病痛当十字架，这个不一定是这样。
Some people consider sicknesses to be their own cross, and that is not necessarily so.
因为没有信耶稣也会有病痛。
Because even people who are unbelievers are also experience sicknesses.
那难道他在背十字架吗？
So can you say that they're bearing crosses?
主耶稣的十字架是什么？
What is the cross of Christ?
他出生的时候，神就告诉他。
When he was born, God already told him.
你要把人从罪里面救出来。
You are to deliver people away from their sins.
那怎么救？
How can he do that?
你要变成一头羔羊。
You have to become a sacrificial lamb.
那被钉在十字架。
You will be nailed on the cross.
这样人类才有得救的希望。
Only then will humanity restore their hope.
所以他的十字架就是他要遵行神的旨意。
So for Christ, his cross is to obey the will of the Father in heaven.
那今天我们的十字架就是你要遵着神的旨意去生活，所引起的苦难痛苦，这个就是十字架。
For us today, bearing our cross means when we obey God's commandment, all the difficulties and travail that is associated with obeying God's command will be our cross.
所以一个人如果以自我为中心，要来过一个敬虔的生活是不简单的。
Therefore, if a self-centered person wishes to live a life of faith, it's almost very difficult.
那在这一段圣经还有很多的危险。
There are many other perils described here.
我们来回来看第四节最后一句话。
Verse 4, the last statement.
说爱厌乐不爱神。
That they were lover of themselves rather than God.
你看 你现在问小孩子说人为什么活着，他一定会告诉你，人活着就是为着饭，要快乐。
Nowadays, if you ask even a child, what's the point of living? They will tell you, it's to have fun.
哦，哪个地方有饭，那个地方就是好的。
Wherever there's fun, that is a good place to go.
哦，所以啊，父母就要花很多的钱，让小孩子活得很多的饭在里面。
So as parents, we have to spend loads of money to make sure our kids are entertained.
所以你现在看小孩子玩具一堆，什么电子东西都有。
So if you look at our kids today, they have so many toys and so many electronic gadgets.
就是要让他的生活过起来很有 fun.
So in this way, they can live a fun life.
那这样到底有什么不好？
So what is,
有什么危险？
What is wrong with that? What's the danger in that?
我们看马太福音。
Turn to Matthew.
马太福音的二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太二十四章。
Matthew 24.
三十七节。
Verse 37.As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
这里说主耶稣再来的日子就是挪亚日子的重新再版。
It says that the days right before the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the repetition of the days of Noah.
38
Verse 38. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered into the ark.
39
Verse 39.And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it would be at the end of the coming of the Son of Man.
39节说人子降临也要这样。
39 says that is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
那洪水以前人照常吃喝嫁娶。
So in the pre-flood era, the people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving marriage.
吃喝也没有错，这是神给人饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
Eating and drinking is nothing wrong with that because God gave us the right to enjoy the food.
那嫁娶也没有错，婚姻是神造的。
There's nothing wrong with marriage because this is something that God instituted.
那为什么圣经要特别说照常吃喝嫁娶？
So why does the Bible says that these people they were living their life as usual?
就是他生活的焦点，好像照相那个焦点是对准这里。
It seems like the focus of their life is merely on these things.
怎么吃喝，怎么嫁娶，他活得更快乐。
How to eat and drink, how to marry, how to live a more fun life.
当这个焦点对准这一点的时候，我们对属灵的事情就会不知不觉。
When their focus is merely on these stuff, then they will be totally unaware of spiritual side of things.
所以有时候我们在开车，别人跟我们打招呼也没有看到，因为你很专心在看前面那一点。
So for instance, when you're driving and you're so focused on the head ahead of you, even if some people were waving to you, you wouldn't notice.
所以当我们的整个生活很注重我怎么让我活得很快乐的时候，我们对神的事情就不知不觉，这个就是危险。
So the danger in our life today is when we are so focused on the pleasures of life, God becomes oblivious to us.
因此我们在这个末世的危险就是有很多的这个东西啊，让你觉得很快乐很享受，但是对属灵的事情哎，就不知不觉。
The dangers of our life today is that when we become so absorbed in the pleasure of life, the eating, drinking, and the fun, we will totally forget about God.
所以主耶稣来的时候，我们在灵里面还没有预备好。
As a result, when Lord Jesus comes again, spiritually we are totally unprepared.
你要怎么预备？
How do we prepare ourselves?
要把我们的焦点对准主耶稣。
We have to focus on Jesus Christ.
那常常在改变自己。
We have to keep.Renew ourselves.
所以我们越来越像主耶稣。
So we be transformed into the likeness of Christ.
那这样我他来我们就没有害怕。
So in this way, when Lord Jesus comes again, there will be no fear in us.
所以这是末世的危险。
And these are the perils of end time.
好，我们再回来看第三章提摩太后书。
Turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women.Who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires.
第七节。
Always learning, but never able to acknowledge the truth.
这里说有一些人啊，整天都被私欲引诱，英文叫 evil desire.
Here it says that there are a group of people who are constantly being swayed by the evil desires.
那第七节，常常学习，不能明白道理。
And verse 7 says that they're.Always learning, but never able to acknowledge the truth.
所以为什么现在人很难明白道理？
How is it that people nowadays are so difficult to learn about the truth?
就是它里面有很多 evil desire, 有很多这个恶的欲望。
It's because inside their hearts filled with evil desires.
那这个恶的欲望你如果不拿掉，道理听不懂。
If you do not remove this element of evil, you cannot understand the truth.
所以 我们在信仰上没有办法进步。
As a result, we cannot grow spiritually.
那这个恶的欲望有很多。
The evil desires comes in many forms.
比方说，现在很多的娱乐里面啊，不是色情就是暴力。
For instance, when we speak of today's pleasure, it's either sex or violence.
那如果这个我们不改变的话，道理不会进步。
But if we do not alter this, that our understanding of truth will never improve.
回到家就是在罪里面娱乐自己，这个道理没有办法进步。
When we go home, all we're doing is being absorbed in the pleasure of sin. We cannot grow.
那道理要进步，这个要改变。
So if we wish to grow in truth, we have to change this.
这种的节目不可以看。
We should not watch this kind of programs anymore.
有的网站不可以进去。
And we should not go visit certain websites.
那这样我们跟这个罪断绝了，你才可以靠近神。
Only when we cut ourselves off from sin can we draw ourselves nearer to God.
所以我们发现现在整个社会的文化里面呢，不适合，非常不适合守道。
So we discover that the culture of today's society makes it very difficult to keep the truth.
所以我们在第五节的第二句话。
In verse 5, the second statement.
第一句话。
Verse 5. It says that having a form of godliness but denying the power.
这里说有敬虔的外貌
having the form of godliness
外貌敬虔的外貌就是外表上是在拜神
so on the appearance wise they are worshiping God
但背了敬虔的实意
but they deny its power
如果看英文 deny its power 就是否定他的能力
it means they do away with the power of God
你看哥尼流还没有信耶稣以前
if we look at Cornelius before he came to a believer of Christ
他很敬畏神
He feared God very much.
就因为这个敬畏
But because of this fear,
犹太中国的人就觉得哥尼流这一个人是义人。
All the Jewish people consider Cornelius to be a righteous man.
他不认识耶稣，他只是敬畏神，他就可以被人看作是义人。
And even though he did not know anything about Christ, but because he was such a good man, he was considered by all to be righteous.
为什么
？Why？
因为当我们敬畏神。
Because when we fear God,
我们的良心呢告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
Our conscience will tell us what is right and what is wrong.
那我们照着良心来做事情，你就会变义人。
If we follow our conscience, then we will become righteous.
那现在的人虽然有信仰的外貌
，Nowadays, even though people have the form of godliness,
但是对神没有敬畏
，but they do not revere God.
所以生活有很多问题。
Therefore, you find their problems all over their life.
这个问题都跟敬畏神有关系。
All these problems arise because the issue of respect to God.
如果真的敬畏神
If they truly revere God,
我在做生意或者我在跟人 交往这个过程我会怎么做
Whether we are conducting businesses or getting along with people, how would I carry myself?
这个都会影响我们生活的每一个细节
And we see this will influence every little detail of our life.
但是我们看社会很多的基督徒
And we see in the society there are many Christians.
但是我们看整个社会一直往下降。
But we see the society as a whole is declining in its morality.
我们看哥尼流。
Look at Cornelius.
他很敬畏神。
He feared God very much.
他行很多善事。
And he had performed many charitable
deeds. 他到神面前蒙神纪念。
So much so that it came before the Lord and God remembered him.
这个就是敬虔的一种很重要的表现。
So this is a demonstration of reverence toward God.
所以这个世代里面很难守道理。
In this present society, it's very difficult to keep God's truth.
那要怎么来面对这个危险的世代
？So how do we confront this perilous times?
我们回到哥林多提摩太后书第三章，告诉我们三个方法。
Second Timothy chapter 3 tells us that there are three methods.
第一个方法
，First one，
需要有一个榜样。
We need to have a role model.
我们看第十节
，Verse 10。You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance.
结果在那个很危险的日子里面呢，有一个人就是保罗，他有一个榜样。
In that perilous time, there was a role model. It was Paul.
说你已经服从了我的教训、品性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
You know all about Paul's teaching, way of life, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance.
所以要怎么来面对这个整个社会的危险
？So how do we confront all the perils of the end time?
需要有榜样。
We need to make sure we have a role model.
我们现在来看约书亚记。
Let's turn to Joshua.
约书亚记。
Joshua.
约书亚记第 24章
Joshua 24
15节
Verse 15Joshua 24, verse 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua told the people that whether you want to worship God, that's your choice.
那我跟我的家，我一定要拜神。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
因为这个约书亚对神的体验很深。
Because Joshua has such a deep experience with God.
所以别人拜不拜，不会影响他拜不拜。
So whether other people worship the God, worship the Lord, it won't have any impact on him.
因此在这个末世来到的时候，信仰很好的人，他不会在乎别人怎样，他一定会很敬畏神，很热心在服侍神。
So in the end times, the people who are truly reverent, they will not be impacted or swayed by other people's faith.
就是像约书亚一样。
Just like Joshua.
但是在教会里面，不是每一个人都这样。
But within the church, it's not everyone who can live like Joshua.
就像约书亚那一个世代的人。
Just like in the days of Joshua.
不是每一个人都跟约书亚一样。
Not everyone could have a faith like Joshua.
我们看24章31节。
Chapter 24, verse 31. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel.
这里说以色列人在约书亚还长老还在的时候他们就侍奉神。
It says that while Joshua and the elders who served the Lord were still alive, Israel served the Lord.
这句话的另外一个意思就是说他们死了他就去拜偶像了。
So conversely, once they passed away, they turned to idol worship.
那这个也代表说当时的这些约书亚跟长老确实有一个榜样。
So from this we know for sure that that Joshua and the elders of the time really had role model.
所以那一些信仰跟神不是很好的人他就看这个榜样就一直学所以就一直敬畏神。
So the people who did not have good faith would look at them and take them as the role model to fear God.
那榜样没有了，就开始拜偶像了。
But once their role models disappear, they start to idol worship.
那今天在这个末世的时代，我们教会需要有榜样。
So today, in the end times of today, we need to make sure we have role models in the church.
就是活出一个敬畏神的样式。
We need to live in a way that is reverent to God.
哇，那是大家能够来效法。哦，末世就是要这样生活，就像某一个人这样生活。
In this way, other people can see, oh, this, in this end time, we have to live in such and such way.
啊，那这样呢，就帮助我们能够守道。
In this way, it will help us to preserve the truth.
第二个就是我们的家庭生活要有榜样。
Secondly, within our own family, we need to make sure there is role model.
今天为什么牧养工作很难做？
Why is it that today it's very difficult to carry out pastoral work?
其中有一个原因。
There is one major reason.
就是家庭失去了信仰的功能。
Is that our family no longer has serve out the religious faith.
犹太人从公元七十年亡国。
The Jewish people lost their nation from 70 AD.
到一九四八年复国。
And their nation resurrected in 1948.
亡国差不多一千九百年。
So their nation disappeared for over 1900 years.
但是这个民族没有被同化。
But we see this race did not become assimilated.
这个是历史的一个奇迹。
This is a miracle from history.
一个最重要原因就是犹太教。
The most important reason is because of their Judaism faith.
那他王国到处全世界都有，包括阿根廷、美国，全世界都有，非洲。
And they spread out all over the globe, from the South America to Europe to everywhere.
那这个犹太教是怎么传下去的？
And how was this faith of Judaism passed on?
有的地方没有会堂啊。
Because in certain places there was no temples.
就是在他们的家庭里面。
But except in their family.
礼拜五太阳下山就开始进入安息。
On Friday sunset, they enter into the Sabbath.
到礼拜六太阳下山。
Until the sunset of Saturday.
这一天就是属神的。
And this day belongs to God.
就是在这天建立他们全家的信仰。
On this day, they establish the faith of the whole family.
今天我们的家庭。
Today in our family.
就是一个小的教会。
It's a small unit of church.
我们的家庭的人信仰要好，家庭要有榜样。
In order for the faith of our family to be secure, we need to make sure there's role model.
一个最自然的榜样当然是父母。
The most natural model, of course, are the parents.
但是有时候是父母是儿女比父母先信。
But many times it's the children who become believers before the parents.
那这个儿女就要做父母的榜样，信仰的榜样。
In that case, the children will become the role model for the parents.
那如果这个家庭有榜样，
if there's role model within the family,
那个全家的信仰能够很健全。
Then the faith of this family can become very healthy.
这个教会就很健全了。
And this church will become healthy.
所以我们在做圣工，当然教会很重要。
Of course, when we are working for God, it's important to, for the church.
但是家庭更重要。
But family becomes even more important.
圣经甚至说，没有办法照顾家庭，你怎么照顾教会？
The Bible tells us that if you cannot take care of your own family, how can you take care of the church?
所以在整个末世的要守道的第一个关键就是要有榜样。
So the very first key to preserving the faith in our end time is to have role model in the family.
保罗说，我的志向，我的品性，我的信心，我的宽容，我的爱心，我的忍耐。
And Paul says of his teaching, way of life, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance.
在每一方面他都有一个榜样。
In every aspect, he lived himself as a role model.
这是第一个。
This is the first one.
末世危险的守道需要有榜样。
When we are preserving the truth in the end time, we need to have role models.
第二个。
Second,
我们要预备为着信仰要付代价。
We have to prepare ourselves ready to pay a price for our faith.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
说立志在基督里敬虔度日要受逼迫。
So whoever resolves to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
我们今天把神的恩典看成是太便宜了。
Today, we have cheapened the price of God's salvation.
你祷告就有了。
Because you just pray and you get it.
确实祷告也有。
And that happens to be the case.
其实主耶稣那个恩典是用他的宝血所成全的。
But you know, the grace of Lord Jesus Christ is something that he paid through the shedding of his precious blood on the cross.
他付的代价是极高的代价。
He had paid an unbelievable price.
所以我们今天在白白得到他的恩典。
Today, we freely receive his grace.
但是当末世来到的时候，
when the end time comes,
我们要预备付代价。
We have to prepare ourselves to pay a price.
这里说要受逼迫。
It says here that we have to be ready to be persecuted.
这个就是一种代价。
This is a form of paying a price.
因此我们在末世来到的时候，信仰生活有时候可能会有很多冲突。
So in the end days, we will encounter many conflict with our faith.
可能在家庭也会有冲突。
We will also see conflict within the family.
可能要做很多的牺牲。
We have to make lots of sacrifices.
那整个文化跟我们的想法不一样。
The entire culture of the society differs from ours.
有时候我们就会觉得我们很孤单。
And we might feel very lonesome.
所以这个就是一个代价。
This is a price we must pay.
在基督里敬虔度日要受逼迫。
Those who wish to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted.
这是我们信仰的第二个要持守的原则。
This is the second principle in preserving our faith.
我们在很多第三世界的地方看到很多人信仰真的是很坚强。
In many third world countries, we see that church members are holding on to a very strong faith.
在赖比瑞亚。
In Liberia.
我们有一个信徒。
We have a believer.
他本来是一个老师。
He was originally a teacher.
他在安息日的教会，安息日会的教会教书。
And he was teaching in a sabbatical church.
学校。
He was teaching in a school, a sabbatical school as a teacher.
好。然后他的那个教会看他来真耶稣教会慕道。
And his church, original church, a Seventh-day Adventist, saw that he came to True Jesus Church to study the truth.
就跟他说，你要选择。
And they told him, you have a choice to make.
如果你要在这里教书，
if you wish to teach here,
你不可以去真耶稣教会。
You cannot go to True Jesus Church.
如果你去真耶稣教会，
if you go to True Jesus Church,
我们这里就要把你开除。
We have to fire you.
我们知道非洲人生活很困难的。
We know the livelihood in Africa is very difficult.
一个月生活，他的薪水大概$50。
And his monthly salary is only equivalent to $50.
那这个收入谁愿意牺牲呢？
And so who is willing to give up this kind of income?
因为这个收入没有了，你生活怎么过呢？
Because without this income, how can he live out his life?
所以你要敬虔度日，敬虔就是照着神的方式来度日。
And you have to live a godly life in Christ. That means you have to follow in the command of Christ.
那就要选择。
Then you have to make a choice.
最后他要选择真耶稣教会，真的安息日会的那个学校就把他开除了。
And he chose True Jesus Church, so the Seventh-day Adventist fired him from the school.
感谢神，他信得很虔诚。
But thank God, he was a very devout believer.
神的恩典也够他用。
The grace of God was sufficient for him.
所以今天我们的信仰，我们不要一直想说，可以从神得到什么？我们已经得到很多了。
So today, when we review our faith, don't think that we can get something from God because we have received so much from Him already.
那如果我们能够为神舍弃什么，这是更大的恩典。
It's a greater grace if we can deny ourselves and sacrifice ourselves for God.
所以信仰从神得到什么，能够进到为神舍弃什么，这个就是信仰的进步。
How can we see the improvement in our faith when we can move from expecting something from God to giving something to God? Then that will show growth.
教会有很多的工作要做。
There are so many work ready in the church.
很多的慕道者要跟进。
A lot of true seekers requiring follow up.
要牺牲时间。
We need to sacrifice our time.
要下功夫祷告。
We have to spend time in prayers.
大家都很忙。
Everybody's so busy.
谁愿意做？
Who is willing to do it?
这个人就是爱神。
Then this person will be the one who loves God.
这个人就能够敬虔度日。
This person can live a devout life.
所以在这个末世要守道，就是有人愿意付代价，而不只是一直得。
So for a person to preserve the truth in the end time, it means that he has to pay a price, not just always expecting something from God.
第三个。
The third point.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
十五节
Verse 15. And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
这里说，你提摩太从小明白圣经。
And Timothy from infancy have known the holy scriptures.
这个圣经能够让我们信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Which will make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ.
圣经要让我们变得很聪明。
The Bible will make us very wise.
这个聪明不是赚钱，不是读书，不是在社会上的成功。
This wisdom is not applicable to making lots of money, being successful in school, or having a great career.
这个聪明是让我们得救。
This wisdom will lead us to salvation.
是从圣经来的。
It is from the Bible.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，如果圣经看得很清楚、很熟的时候，我们在看事情非常的清楚。
So you will often discover that when you fully understand the truth, then you will realize you have a much more clear view of this world.
孔子说：“三十要立，要成独立。”孔子。
Confucius says that
三十啊，就独立啊，三十而立。
Oh, when you are age 30, then you have to become independent adult.
四十就不惑啊，四十岁就不会受迷惑。
And when you're age 40, you will no longer be misled.
有时候我在看我们这些青年啊。
And when I view the youth in our church,
十七八岁啊 ，NYTS 他已经不惑了。
Oh, I see that when they're only 17 or 18 attending NYTS, they're no longer misled.
因为他圣灵充满，读圣经看得懂。
Because they're filled by the Holy Spirit and they can understand the scriptures.
圣灵帮助他有信心。
The Holy Spirit helps them to have faith.
圣经看得懂，你又有信心，你就不会被迷惑了。
When you understand the scriptures and you have faith.With the Holy Spirit, then you will not be misguided.
信仰就能够走下去了。
And you can continue forward in your faith.
如果圣经看不懂，
if you fail to understand the scripture,
我们就会被引到错误的道路。
Then we will be misled into a straight path.
就很可能为着世界的成功，我们失去了信仰。
And so it's very possible in our pursuit of the worldly success, we'll lose our faith.
为着生活的束缚，我们失去了信仰。
For the pleasures of sin, we will lose our faith.
为着罪恶的潮流，我们失去了信仰。
For the waves, the trends of the sinful world, we'll lose our faith.
这是因为我们缺乏属灵的智慧。
And it's all because we lack the spiritual wisdom.
对，十六节。
Verse 16.
圣经是神所默示的，与教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益处的。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
所以在末世危险的日子有三个方法。
So we see in the end time, there are three ways to defend our faith.
第一个。
First.
我们的信仰需要有榜样。
We need to have role models in faith.
第二个。
Second.
我们需要预备为我们的信仰付代价。
We have to be prepared to pay a price for our faith.
第三个。
Third.
我们需要在神的话语上有得救的智慧。
We need to have the wisdom from understanding the scripture of God, which leads to salvation.
这样我们就不会受迷惑。
In this way, we will not be misguided.
我们要得胜。
We will triumph.
将来要得荣耀。
And we will receive glory in the future.
唱诗。 200
Sing him 200.